Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Money. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Joshua reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Joshua moves to third. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bando moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Joshua hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Brewers, 2, Tigers, 2. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sakata hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Joshua hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joshua moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joshua tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Brewers. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from May and he is out, Fuentes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Wolford throws the ball into Bando who tags LaFleur trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Bando reaches second base with a double. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to third. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sakata hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuentes scores. Staub moves to second. It's Brewers, 3, Tigers, 3. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Joshua hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stanley. Joshua reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of money. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Tigers. Bob McClure now pitching. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Money hits a line drive into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Steve Foucault now pitching. Tim Johnson pinch hits for Len Sakata. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Johnson now playing second base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Larry Haney. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Joshua hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.